This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm a pretty bad
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode 165 of Ref the District. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the stoner. That's Trev laughing about something here right now. Those two joking around as we were having a good discussion before the before we went live here, as we go live every Wednesday on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at 7:30 Eastern. Of course, you can catch us on your favorite audio platform, wherever it is that you listen to your podcast. You can catch us there as well. Make sure you leave a rating and review. If you're going to join us tonight, you got to hit that like button. And of course, sub to the channel if you haven't already. Here on 165, during the cool down, we're going to be talking about pro days. Is there any reason to go to a pro day besides a QB? We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Then we're also going to talk about the secrets that our new GM is holding. Washington had a graphic, a presser, everything ready to sign a cornerback from the Chargers, Davis, before anybody knew that was actually happening. The guy was in the building and people were just like, huh, what? Okay, yeah, I guess this is happening. So we're going to talk about how great it is to have Adam Peters in his vault of secrets, the secret keeper. And then here in the warm-up, we've been doing March Madness QB edition here on Ref the District. We're going to give you an update of where things sit after the first two matches have gone and went, clear winners there during that March Madness. Now, maybe your March Madness bracket isn't as clear cut and you got a Cinderella team going deep. Well, maybe you want to hedge those bets a little bit. Go ahead and head over to Bet Online. Use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus that supports us here on the channel. And we appreciate you for doing it. And you will appreciate Bet Online for all the up-to-date wagering news and information that you're going to need. And it's right at your fingertips. You can bet there on March Madness, NBA actions coming up to the playoffs. The Caps are fighting for a playoff position in the NHL. You got MMA and boxing. Big matchup coming up here. Tell me, Trev, real quick, who do you got? Mike Tyson or that Paul kid?
Mike Tyson.
Hands down. Of course, easy money.
What the hell he's thinking about? Like, I know it's an exhibition fight, like, whatever, but like,
did you see Tyson?
A lot of money.
Did you see Tyson against who was it? Was it Mayweather that he fought in that exhibition? I don't remember who it was the last time he fought. Maybe it was Roy Jones Jr. I can't remember. They didn't even throw any punches.
It was walking around type deal. I don't think Mike Tyson's going to play, but you got to put money down on it if that's your thing. So head on over to Bet Online. Use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get yourself that 50% welcome bonus. Bet Online, where the game starts. Gentlemen, we've gone through two matchups so far here in our March Madness. We've gone Jaden Daniels versus Sam Hartman, and we've gone Drake May over Joe Milton. Mm-hmm. Little teaser. Now, I guess not a teaser there. A spoiler that that matchup did not go Joe Milton's way.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Now, interesting enough, and there might be something to this, Drake May only won 72% to 28%, whereas Jaden Daniels was a 90 to 10. Now that is a 1v8 versus a 7-2.
Yeah.
But I found that to be a little interesting.
No, I'm with you, Nathan. I thought that was a little surprising how well Joe Milton did. And kind of checking the comments too. I don't know if y'all were reading some of those. There are some Joe Milton truthers out there. There are some people that really think he's the real deal and that the only reason he's not being talked about or high on everybody's boards is because of the injury that he had last year. I'm not buying it that that's the reason, but yeah, he got a little bit more votes than I expected.
Yeah, he definitely was up there. Joe Milton wasn't on my radar, to be honest. That was one that people were kind of like telling me as I was going through the roster here. And Gus, thanks for tuning in here, is saying this about Sam Hartman, right? This bracket is sort of lame, to be honest. I mean, really, what do you want? I mean, look at the QBs after you get past Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. Who, I mean, really, who, like, it's just kind of a bunch of guys, right? You know, I mean, a lot of people like Spencer Rattler. He's going to go up against J.J. McCarthy and next week, and Michael Penix and Bo Nix are going up against each other. That's going to be an interesting matchup. But, I mean, like, really, once you get past, you know, once you get past, really, Bo Nix at the number five seed, there isn't anybody. Unless, in case people weren't aware, maybe you didn't watch the first video, we talked about this. We're not including Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, hands down, pick one, round one. He's not going to be available for Washington unless Washington moves up or unless by some God's grace, Chicago falls on the way to the podium and decides they're going to go with Jaden Daniels. That's probably the only way it happens, right? There's no way Caleb Williams is going. So we started with Jaden Daniels as the number one seed. We did debate whether or not we wanted Daniels or Drake May to be the number one. We figured just put them on opposite sides of the bracket and potentially we'll get to that debate later. Potentially, because you never know, because Drake May is already having a hard time eating out Joe Milton of all people. So
yeah, and I think some of these other matchups in the 4-5 with Penix against Nix is just going to be fun to talk about and break down those two guys and who is the more pro-ready quarterback. And like you said, McCarthy and Rattler, I don't think that's going to be very close in my mind anyway. But it's just going to be fun to talk about it. And then as we get down to the Final Four and then the championship match, and then, as Nathan stated before, possibly we're going to take whoever that winner is and then face off against Caleb Williams and see if that changes our mind. Because – you can't talk about these things unless you do some research and you start looking into it. So maybe we'll get swayed by looking at some of these guys a little deeper.
Yeah, I can tell you I'm fairly made up on how I think my bracket's going to go. And if you want to fill out your bracket, just go to our community page. We posted the bracket. You can fill it out yourself. We had a couple people just put in the comment section which matchups they think are going to win and how it's going to fall through. Go with that, because we're interested in seeing your opinion. Of course, you can help sway our opinion by voting on the community page, just like we had here in the first two rounds. I mentioned 72 to 28 here, but what I did not mention was the fantastic people we have already here with us. Allison in the house, TJ, Lockdown Law, Brian, JG, Uptown Dre here tonight. We have Gus Bus, as I mentioned before, NGA here in the house as well. Tommy T talking about Joe Milton. Hey, he's got that lethal arm, but only if he was accurate, right? Mm. And that's the big thing, I think, with Joe Milton, is the factor there, right? Like, I mean, he does have a cannon. I think he broke the record at the combine. And he is a big dude. I mean, he's 6'5". He's built well. He does have that injury history, but it just ended up not going his way. And we had a couple people, you know, trying to say, hey, he might be something. And I think what this comes down to, and what we're seeing a lot as far as just so far in here, Trev, is there's still people who are team trade back, build up the roster, and then take one of these other guys, just like Brock Purdy made San Francisco better as Mr. Irrelevant, build up that roster and just stick in a guy like Sam Hartman or Spencer Rattler, or I think it was Doug here who talked about Jordan Travis from Florida State. He didn't make the top eight here. And, you know, why not go for one of those guys? Where do you stand on this one, Trev?
Don't move from the number two pick overall in the NFL draft. Don't do it. You've got three perennial franchise game changers right there at 1, 2, and 3 that we could be a part of, that we are a part of. Why are we going to trade down and build the roster up with some rookies? Like, I understand if you want to build your roster for depth and stuff after you've got your guys, but if you want to build your roster through these first couple of rounds, first picks of the draft, and then go get one of these 4, 5, 6, 7 seed quarterbacks to do that, I just don't see how that's going to be successful. We've already started building the roster up through a free agency. Now we just need a quarterback. We've needed a quarterback for years and years and years. We've tried to build the roster around sticking a quarterback. We've tried drafting talent at the first few picks and getting a bridge quarterback. It doesn't work. We have a chance to make a life-changing decision. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Not only that, but you have so many picks in the top 100. if we had the number two pick, our second round pick and a third round pick, and that was it, I can definitely see the move back and kind of play the game and see whether or not the QB you like. Because maybe they're not sold. They know Caleb Williams is going 1-1. Maybe they're not sold on Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And they do like, you know, McCarthy or Penix or a Bo Nix still in the first round, but just later. The problem is the further back you go, the less likely it is that the player you want is going to be available. This is why you usually move up to get your guy. And as far as the people, I think it was Locked On Law here. I showed this one on the screen earlier. JJ McCarthy is as back as Locked On Law wants them to trade back for. If JJ McCarthy is the guy that they like, then I think they're just taking him at 2.
They're not
going to trade back and gamble.
It's way too risky.
Yeah, because if you go back even to 5, which I've heard some people talk about, if they go back to 5, you're looking at possibly already Jaden Daniels, Drake May, of course Caleb Williams is gone, and then potentially somebody trying to jump up and take JJ McCarthy from you. And then what do you do now at 5?
Do you go ahead and take a Penix or a Bo Nix? How many teams behind Washington are quarterback desperate right now?
A lot. Patriots, Raiders, Vikings. That's 3 right there.
Who did you say? Patriots, Vikings.
Raiders.
Maybe even the Giants.
Giants, maybe.
Right? And so all of these teams are picking behind you, and all they have to do is, let's say Minnesota comes with a fantastic offer from, what are they, 12? What's Minnesota?
11.
Minnesota's 11. And let's say they offer you this year's, their 2 picks this year, which is what, 11 and 23. They offer you 11 and 23, next year's 1 as well, and let's say in next year's 3rd. Okay, so they're giving you 2 number ones and a 3rd. And let's just say that's super enticing. And you say, okay, we're just going to go back and then we'll get one of these other guys. But the problem is they jump up.
They're not going to be there.
And then somebody jumps in front of you and takes Michael Penix. Somebody jumps in front of you and takes Bo Nix. And next thing you know, you're sitting there at 11 and your choices of quarterback are Rattler, Hartman, and Mixon, and Travis, and guys like that. Those are your choices. Now you're hosed. And as much as we want to talk about this team is building a roster, they're not building a roster for next year. I mean, to win next year, to win big. They're building for down the road. Think about all the guys that they're signing right now to 1-year deals, right? So they are counting on this draft helping them out and then getting that quarterback in there to build for the long term. Bobby Wagner's not going to be here. Mariota's not going to be here. Eckler's not going to be here. All these 1-year guys that they signed, they're not going to be here after next year. So you still have to fill all those slots, and you still need a quarterback. It's way too risky to trade back from any of these spots, except for, you know, maybe New England wants to trade up because they want their shot at Drake May or whatever. I'd trade back one spot and pick up a second next year or something like that. But I'm not dropping more than out of the fourth spot. I'm not.
I'm not dropping at all, dog. It's number two. You're right. Number two. You're right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
That means if you want this to happen again, go out there and lay more eggs next year, no matter what we do this offseason, so we could be right back. And I don't feel like doing that. We've done that for so long.
Well, let me talk to you about this, Trev, because I've heard this argument a lot. And so I'm just presenting the argument that I've heard. Okay, so I don't want to get the hate. I know the comments.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah. Disclaimer, right? Just at the
full
beginning.
Disclaimer here. I love playing devil's advocate. This is one of those times I don't want to be associated with this thought process.
Oh, okay.
Washington, because the thing that we've been saying is you don't get to pick at number two all that often. You don't. This is not the time to muck this up, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
People are saying, there are some people who are saying that Washington had a number two pick 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They had a number two pick just over a decade ago. They
moved up for that.
What's that?
They did move up for that.
RG. They did move up. They had a six. They picked twice at number two. They've been in range, and more than that, right? They've been in the top five, even more than this. Okay.
Catastrophic.
Bad. Bad teams.
End of a coaching cycle type deal. Not beginning of a coaching cycle. This was at the end of Jay Gruden's cycle. This was at the end of Ron Rivera's cycle. Not the first year of a new coach. And I think that plays a huge role into it. This team is not going to only win four games next year, regardless of who the quarterback is. Even if it's Mariota, they're not going to only win four games. It was such a historically bad year last year. They lost eight in a row, was it? Was it even nine in a row? I can't even remember. You know how hard that is?
Eight.
Do you know how hard it is to lose that many games in a row?
Yeah. Even the schedule wasn't even that. I know a lot of people talked about the schedule being difficult down the stretch when we were going through it. there was winnable games in there. They just didn't win. Kevin brings up a good point here. CJ Stroud was the number two pick last year. Seems to do just fine. Okay.
And
the argument is Washington tends to be picking in this range fairly often. So it's not like we won't have another opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's why they want to build up the roster like they've seen other teams do. And I do think that it speaks to what people think of Brock Purdy, that's the route that they want to go. They want to build up San Francisco, which, by the way, San Francisco traded a whole bunch of picks to get Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. And that didn't work out. They luck into Brock Purdy, who still, in my mind, is the Brock Purdy I watched in Iowa State, who is not a good QB.
Oh, he is. Terrible.
But then the Super Bowl, and he was doing well. Okay. He could be a system QB, but by golly, he's good in that system.
Yeah.
And
They got lucky. They got so lucky with Brock. They did not. I think that gets misconstrued a little bit. They did not draft Brock Purdy to be their franchise quarterback. They drafted him to be a camp body and somebody that they can just kind of throw in there and be maybe the third string. Because at the time, they had both Lance and Jimmy G when they drafted him, right? They didn't say, oh, this Brock Purdy in the end of the seventh round is going to be our franchise quarterback. They didn't do. Right. They got lucky with him. And fair, good on them and everything. But it is also the same franchise and the same assistant GM, Adam Peters, who drafted Trey Lance. And also, by the way, traded for Chase Young, gave up a third-round pick for Chase Young for half a season. And like
that's seconds. Because Adam knew he was coming here. Adam
played the game there. Adam, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to talk about those secrets and the games he's playing here in a little bit. I want to get to Code Talker's question at hand here because it is – a part of this draft a QB conversation here for the panel. If we draft a QB at number two and we have a terrible season, should we draft another next year?
No. Because no. What if he has a great year statistically, but our defense is crap and that's the reason why we have a terrible season? Or knock on wood, injury bug hits our team and our star wideout or star somebody goes down. A lot of variables can happen. New regime, new era in Washington. I don't think that they would just say,
how about this?
You know what? If we draft Jaden Daniels number two and it was a crappy season this year, we're just going to draft somebody else next year. No, they're going to believe in that dude because this is a whole different regime, different mindset right now.
All right, how about this, Trev? Let's just say, I mean, this is kind of the same thing, but let's just put yourself in the situation of Carolina. And let's say Carolina didn't trade away the number one overall pick, which they did. That's how Chicago has the number one overall pick. That was supposed to be Carolina. Carolina had the number one overall pick last year. They spent it on a quarterback in Bryce Young out of Alabama. Had another terrible year this year.
Right.
So if you're Carolina and you still had that number one pick, are you taking a quarterback?
No.
Or are you sticking with Bryce Young?
Bryce Young. I'm trying to build because they didn't. Nah, they just stuck that man in there and said, "Here, go win." They didn't build around him. If they built around him and it was a bad season, then maybe. But he was thrown to Adam Thielen as his number one. Carolina, first of all. I can't name one single offensive lineman on their squad. I don't even know who's running the ball for them.
How about this?
I couldn't tell you who's line defensive player outside of Brian Burns. So, like, he was in a really, really bad
devil's season. Advocate again. All right.
Okay.
Before the season started, could you have named any three players on the Texans? Could you have named
before CJ Stroud?
Just CJ Stroud. Obviously CJ Stroud, but could you have named
Nico Collins? Yes.
Right? Could you have named who's their stud left?
Damian Pierce, running back.
I was about to say Damian Pierce is what I was thinking of.
He gone. But what I'm saying is you never heard of Nico Collins. You never heard of Tank Dell.
Well,
not as a superstar, right?
Well, no.
And then turn them into superstars.
Okay.
Right? So
that's still more than what Carolina had.
The quarterback made the players. But in Carolina, Bryce Young was unable to do that.
Hold on.
So why wouldn't Carolina draft a quarterback again?
I'm not going to say CJ Stroud made the players. I'm going to say D'Amico Ryans made the players.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Fine.
Frank Reich didn't do a daggone thing in Carolina to help Bryce Young at all. This was why he got fired mid-season.
Yeah.
So that's just, I know what you're saying, but it's just two different. Texans still have more to work with than Carolina did.
It's not black and white, right? I mean, it's not as simple as saying, well, this because of this or whatever. But the situation is, I think Carolina has looked at their quarterback situation for an entire year, and they say, Bryce Young's not it. We need to draft another quarterback. I mean, they can't, but I'm saying if they were in the number one spot. You think Carolina would pass on Caleb Williams? Mm-mm. They're going to do
get Marvin Harrison Jr. and get him a number one.
They're going to do what all these other teams are doing and trading guys.
No!
The Kenny Picketts of the world, the Sam Howells of the world. They're going to – the Josh Rosens of the world. They're going to say, you're out of here, and we got a chance for an even better quarterback because you're not it. It's not that easy, but I'm just saying.
I don't think it's as simple as you guys are making it out to be, and a lot of people are making it out to be as well. The reason why I don't think they get – why the heck are we talking about Carolina on this podcast? Is another
matter. Brought it up.
On the tangent, last bit of the tangent. It's not as simple because Carolina moved up to take Bryce Young. If they didn't move up to take Bryce Young last year, then I'm with you, Stoner, 100%. Okay. If they just had back-to-back one picks naturally, then I would Josh Rosen, Bryce Young. He would definitely go back. But because you moved up last year, there's the reason why you don't have your number one pick this year. You know, I just don't think that they would, having moved up for Bryce Young, go back to that well so quickly. Now, I am of the mindset, to get back to Code Talker's question here, I'm not going to draft, if I draft a QB at two, they're awful. I'm not going to necessarily go back to that well right away.
Oh, so fast I would.
I'm okay with the decision because I also think that teams need to stop just kind of being kind of, you know, pimby whimsies on these QB picks. QBs are going to start kind of rosters are going to start looking like MLB's coaching or pitching rosters. All right. You're going to have your guy, the ace, and then you're going to have a couple of guys that you can trust in case the ace gets injured. Okay. And that's how it's going to go because we've just seen, even with all the protecting of the QB, you need to have good backups. Washington going to draft QB, not trading back, because if they had Sam Howell, I can understand that, but they don't want to fall back and pick another Sam Howell. That's not what they're doing.
If they had Sam Howell, I'm still staying at number two.
I still would, Trev, but what I'm saying is hopes of trading back have gone out the window because they're not, they're not looking to get another Sam Howell. They need to have a stud.
Especially this season because there's so many quarterback needy teams behind us. It's like you said, Stoner, it's too risky, especially this year, to trade back and just be like, oh, we can sell it for Michael Penix Jr. No worries.
The quarterback movement was so much in this offseason that there are teams that are just absolutely have to draft a quarterback. And, you know, where in years past you'd be kind of like, maybe you're going to draft a quarterback. Like, the Giants are kind of in that situation. Are they going to draft a quarterback at
they don't draft five a QB or whatever? And stick with Daniel Jones. I'm going to love it.
But if you're at five, though, and your choices are Bo Nix and Michael Penix, are you going to spend a number five overall on those guys? I don't know. But most of everybody else is clear cut. Chicago definitely is. Washington definitely is. New England definitely is.
Minnesota definitely is.
Denver definitely
is. Raiders definitely. Yeah.
So these guys don't even have today. Today, they don't have starting quarterbacks.
Right.
They all have backups. And so they have to draft a guy. Too risky this year.
Well, we honestly just don't know what's going to happen. We think they'll stay at two. But Adam Peters, man, that guy has a whole bunch of tricks up his sleeves. And maybe he really is Sam Presti of the NFL. And he just likes collecting picks. Well, we're going to talk about that here in the game.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.